In many places across the United States, families looking for Montessori education turn to private schools. But Milwaukee is different. There are 8 free public Montessori schools in the district. As part of our Beats Me series, education reporter Emily Files answers a listener's query about how Milwaukee became a public Montessori hub.
Grande. Chiquito.
Jessica Martin is helping a kindergartner at the bilingual Riley Montessori School on Milwaukee's South Side. Children work alone or in pairs on exercises like sounding out letters and stacking wooden blocks by size.
The Montessori way is more of a independent. It's structured, but not as how the traditional system is.
Italian doctor Maria Montessori created this educational approach in the early 1900s. It's based on her observations of child development. Montessori classrooms are multi-age and filled with hands-on sensory activities for self-directed learning. In Martine's classroom at Riley School, 6-year-old Ronan Fay concentrates on a wooden board with numbered tiles.
I'm going to be like putting like all the numbers in like in order, like put it in like 10, 20, 30, 40, 50.
Ronan was one of the first students at Riley when it opened in 2017. His mom, Brenda Fay, sent us the question for this segment in our Beats Me series.
I had heard that Milwaukee MPS has the largest public Montessori program in the country, and I wondered if that was true. And also, why Milwaukee?
I went to a couple longtime Montessorians for answers.
Does MPS have the largest public Montessori school program in the U.S.?
As far as our knowledge is, yes.
Phil Dosman is director of the Wisconsin Montessori Association. He used to be an MPS principal and teacher.
We have the largest district Montessori program with almost 3,500 children in Montessori education. States like South Carolina have more, but they're throughout the state.
The next question is why? Retired Montessori teacher Michelle Butts helped answer that.
I believe it happened because of 2 innovative women and, of course, parents.
The 2 women were Hildegard Sulzbacher and Grace Eichelucci. Sulzbacher led one of Milwaukee's first private Montessori schools. She helped spark interest among Milwaukee public school board members and parents. That's where Grace Eichelucci comes in. She was an MPS kindergarten specialist who helped launch a few Montessori pilot classrooms.
And after 2 years, parents were so excited by what they saw that they said, "Give us a school." Then simultaneously, the court order to desegregate came. So it was sort of an opening.
A federal judge ordered the school district to stop segregating students by race. To do that, the district relied on voluntary busing to specialty schools. McDowell Montessori was one of them. It opened in 1976, the same year as the desegregation order. Here's former MPS administrator Grace Eichelucci in an oral history interview recorded 20 years ago.
By setting up magnet schools, then you do people who were not going to be that concerned that their child was working with a black child or a white child or an Asian child or whatever, Hispanic child.
Phil Dosman says Milwaukee wasn't the only city that used magnet Montessori schools as an integration tool.
The other public programs back in the late 70s and early 80s were Kansas City, Cincinnati, and Denver.
In Milwaukee, the Montessori program took root. It was so popular with families that the district gradually expanded its portfolio to 8 schools. They're some of the most sought-after programs in the district. Partly because of the great demand, the MPS board adopted its first Montessori strategic plan last month. It calls for a district-wide Montessori coordinator and funding for teacher training. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
You can submit a question for WUWM's beat reporters at wuwm.com/beatsme.